Either we really, really believe out of Jesus, whom we are trying to imitate, whose teaching we follow. Either we believe that man is our Lord and our God, or we are all crazy fools. Either we are sane and believe that that child in Mary and in her arms on Christmas morning was her God, or you shouldn't be here. There shouldn't be any missionaries of charity. And I'd be out of my mind to cost half the world to come to you. That's part one of our meditation. Part two. It was again the risen Savior. This time, he was on the shore of the lake. The disciples had been fishing all night. And remember, they caught nothing. God plans everything, including our failures. Then, early in the morning, mind you, they were fishing all night. Early in the morning, they saw what looked like a man on the shore. Who is that? Who recognized him? John. He told Peter. But what happened? Jesus told him, look, you're casting your nets into the white water, but the reason you've not caught any fish is because I prevented you from catching any fish. You see, Christ is also master of the fish. Did you know that? So then he told them, throw your net in a certain direction. They throw their net into the water all night. Caught nothing. Sisters, the key is not what you do. The key is why you do it. In obedience to Christ, they threw their net into the water, and we remember how many fish they caught. 153. And they were all big fish. And they counted them. Then, Peter, remember, jumped into the water. It is John relating the event. And Peter needed this. John says, Peter swam to shore, but he had It was not far away. They should, Peter had no idea or no suspicion. He was a good swimmer. Just a short distance. And what did Jesus do? He cooked the meal for them. Oh, but he isn't giving retreats. Especially women religious. And I told them, Jesus is the divine cook. I wanted one to say divine chef. That's a little too elaborate. Christ cooked the meal. To be sure, he did a good job. And by now the hungry apostles ate their fill. All of this was planned. Then after they had eaten, and over the years I found out, people are most attentive after they are not too soon, but not too long after they've had a good meal. They relax. Having had your breakfast, sisters, now we have a conference. Jesus took Peter aside, but remember, he did not call him Peter. He called him Simon. And he asked him, remember, three times. Well, the first time is crucial. Simon, do you love me more than these others do? There were only 11 apostles. How could Simon Peter know how much the other apostles loved Jesus? He couldn't. How then could Jesus ask him, do you love me more? One thing Peter knew, he knew he had sinned gravely by denying his master. And sisters, one reason, I hope you believe me, one reason he received a vocation to the religious life. Now there may be among you, only God knows, there may be among you some. Ignatius tells us, the larger the number you're giving the exercises to, then there may be a few that have never committed mortal sin. Only God knows. But one reason for becoming a religious is to love Jesus Christ more than we would hear it, more than we would ever have to. We have to love Jesus more. Am I clear? If there's one thing that we religious should teach the world, it is that having repented, having been mercifully forgiven by God, we owe, past the birth, we owe Christ such loving generosity, and the word is we owe him is a debt. There are saints, like Alfonso de Liguori, who says that those who receive a vocation of the consecrated life and do not accept that vocation endanger their salvation.